This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to today's podcast entitled Apps for Career Development. I'm your moderator, Josh Lazar, Chief Information Officer of the 18th Judicial Circuit of Florida. Today, I'm joined by Sean McGinty, Learning Product Engineer with Simplify Compliance. We're also recording this on May the 4th, so you might be listening a little bit after that. So I'd just like to wish you May the 4th be with you as well. So Sean, welcome. Can you give the listeners an idea of what career development through learning means to you?
I think career development through learning means continued employment to me. As you know, a lot of folks at ILTA know, traditionally, I went to school to be a network infrastructure engineer, and I've spent the last 20 years in L&D, and I've done that through continuous education and career development. And that's how I got here. And that's how I maintained my place in this space.
Excellent. So can you tell me from that continuous learning experience, what are some of your favorite applications for learning?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of favorites depending on the topic that you're focused on. I think right now my favorite is edX. The MOOC space or you know, these massive online courses they're so hit or miss on who's the content provider and what their qualifications are, that edX has really been my favorite for that, because it was started by MIT and Harvard. Everybody that's there is a leader, either in the industry or a well-credentialed professor.
So edX, if you're not familiar with it, I'd say when you're done listening to this podcast, take a look online, do a bit of a search. But Sean, could you give me just one course or two that you've liked recently from edX that might be interesting to the listeners?
Yeah, I've really been diving into some of the free machine learning courses. I think it was 2018. I presented on a panel at ILTACON about maintaining your skills. I was up there with my friend Garrett from LinkedIn, and programming was a lot of what I talked about then. And there's some great apps for that. But man, you know, if you want to get on this data science, this data analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, even if you just want to be able to talk competently about it, the plethora of courses offered under edX for free, and then the ones that include a certificate and college credits at a ridiculously cheap price are great. But the MIT machine learning courses, I don't think you can find a better place for that information.
So I'm going to be honest to listeners. I'm checking a look at this while Sean is talking about it. And this thing is everything from architecture to said ML learning. So it's a very interesting application for learning. So I appreciate that. So in addition to this, edX, what are some of your other personal experiences using tools to progress in your career?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all used Udemy at one point in our career. And if we haven't, go check it out. There's not a better place to get thousands of hours of training for $10 a pop. They run specials, it feels like, every month. I'm sure they have a May the 4th special right now, where if you plug in a Star Wars coupon code, you get a bunch of courses for $10 each. I've bought them for my daughter. She's trending in the world of digital art and multimedia art. I bought them for myself on XAPI, on JavaScript, on JSON, on a ton of various topics. My wife's bought them for learning to play the guitar and the piano. When it comes to coding, like, it kind of depends on what path you're going down. I really like Grasshopper for learning JavaScript. It's a Google app, and it's fully gamified, so you get points and badges and all the fun things to keep you on the path of not getting bored. And it's got push notifications, so it'll remind you that you're being lazy and you don't want to learn the code. And then Solo Learn and Code Academy are good places for all code types. And my favorite IT spot out there is still Pluralsight. Like, if you're looking for traditional IT skills, I don't think there's a better app or site than Pluralsight out there.
So curious about, so there's a lot of great applications there. I know you went to grasshopper.app, Udemy you talked about, Pluralsight. On the Pluralsight side, do you have any notes about Pluralsight and how they work? Because I know it, but I don't know if the listeners know kind of how Pluralsight works. I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Pluralsight's kind of like LinkedIn Learning. Like, as an individual, you can buy an all-you-can-eat license for however many $100s it is a year, and you can take as much content as you want. From a firm standpoint, and full transparency, we did a Pluralsight POC when I was at Carlton Fields for a short period of time to evaluate it. And you can get a corporate license, for your entire IT department. And again, it's an all you can eat. I think if you value your employees and their professional development and their career advancement, wanting to maintain their skill set, not having to replace them, getting something like Pluralsight is a good investment for an IT group.
So if we were doing a podcast with a teaser at the beginning, that would be the first quote we would use. Yeah. But that is absolutely correct. In my experience, I have the same way there too. I'd prefer to build up the current employees myself and those that I support included, whether or not they're going to retain their employment with the organization I'm with, or building them up to do better elsewhere. That's just part of my philosophy too. So I'm with you there.
Yeah.
And also in Pluralsight specifically, not picking one application over the other, but Pluralsight's content is developed by Microsoft MVPs and professionals, professors. You have to, there's a process to sign up to be a Pluralsight
author.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I know this because I've started to go through it. And even though I teach at a university, not quite ready to teach a Pluralsight yet, but that's okay. The content, I did the exact same thing as Sean at one of my firms. I did the same proof of concept we purchased for about a year, and it was very good experience, although our needs were a little different at the time, which might be similar to what Sean experienced.
Yeah, so, yeah. They were great. I saw them at a conference, started chatting them up, did some demo courses. By the end of the conference, they gave me a stack of free registration cards, one for each person in our IT group, and that's how we managed the POC. So it was nice. Yeah,
that makes sense. So we're talking about all these different types of apps for career development, different websites, and I'm sure you can pause the podcast and flip back if you want to. There'll be some supplemental information on our websites. But if one of our listeners wants to use learning apps for career development, how do you think they should take the first step? I mean, it sounds like you have a lot of knowledge, as I know personally. The listeners might not. I'll vouch for you. And if you don't know who I am, that's perfectly fine too. Someone will vouch for me. But how would you suggest someone take the first step to drive that career development, either internally if they don't have an organization that's supporting that, or through an organization if you're managing a group of IT professionals or any professionals, to be frank, to move forward in their careers and do better for themselves and their organization?
I think for me, even if you're a self-starter, it always helps to have a mentor, somebody to hold you accountable. So, find somebody who does what you do, or find somebody that does what you want to do, and see if they'll help you out. Provide some guidance, provide a kick in the pants, whatever you want to call it, but somebody to hold you accountable. And then pick an app. I mean, it doesn't have to be any of the ones that we suggested. I mean, hell, get a TED Talk, get a masterclass. It seems like if there's something that you want to do, there's an app out there to teach you how to do it these days. So I'm a fan of ones that have a high level of backing behind them and authority behind them, because it's your education and it goes on your resume and it's you need that. It's not like, hey, Dr. Nick. So, but yeah, get a mentor, pick something and just move with it. If you don't have a mentor in your place of business, you don't have a mentor in your personal network, reach out to somebody at ILTA. The forums, go to ILTACon, go to your local meeting, find somebody who is going to help you out. People are there. And if nothing else, hit me up on LinkedIn. I'll help you.
Yeah, I was going to say, while you're talking, the first thing in my mind is, well, if I don't have a mentor in my workplace, what do I do? So your answer is exactly the same thing I would say too, which is why we have good communications on the podcast, because we think very similarly in those ways. So I echo Sean's information there, because it's true. Like I've had mentors in the workplace, and I've had mentors that were literally part of ILTA. Some of my beginning mentors, being a volunteer at ILTA, started in local meetings. So very sage advice from Sean McGinty. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in today's podcast. I want to thank Sean again for taking his time out to help us out. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening to the ILTA podcast.
May the fourth be with you.
And also with you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.